As for the next piece in their concert, it's a concerto for two pianos and orchestra, and I wonder if you heard it unannounced, if you'd recognise its composer. Perhaps the third movement, Adagio, its lyricism and rich romanticism, is typical of the Max Bruch of the famous Violin Concerto No. 1. This double piano concerto of his started life as a suite for organ and orchestra, Bruch then reworking it for two pianist students of his, who then immediately reworked it themselves, in other words, to suit them, and then, after a few performances, withdrew the piece, never played it again. So, as things turned out, Bruch's original score had to wait until 1973 for a true world premiere, nearly 60 years after it was written. The two pianists with the BBC Symphony Orchestra here in the concerto as Bruch wrote it are Pavel Kolesnikov and Samson Tsoi. And before we hear the concerto, a few words from them about the piano duo working relationship.
It is a democracy, but when the moment comes that you want to play that way, then you just do it that way.
Mm-hmm. It's quite hard, but it's also very satisfying when you finally come to the terms. But it's a lot of negotiation, just a lot of work. Piano duo, the piano ensemble, is one of the most hardest ensembles. So it's just really lots of very frustrating work.
You have to do so much work together, and you have to accommodate each other. In the same time, you have to build your own interpretation together, two of you. And of course, it takes time to learn your own parts, like any other solo works. So we do try to plan our schedules long in advance, so we know when we are going to rehearse. And tonight's Bruch, it's not our first performance. We did it 2 years ago in Canada with Calgary Philharmonic Orchestra.